Tammy Duckworth is standing by on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And Congresswoman, thank you very much for being with us. Tomorrow is the president's final State of the Union address. And as we were talking about right before the break, he's basically, you know, this is his last year. He's going to do what he wants to do. He's just going to do it. Whether he doesn't have to worry about Congress and a lot of these things, they're going to worry about Congress. He's going to do it and let everybody else worry about it later. What kind of tone do you think tomorrow night's speech is going to have?
Oh, I think probably just along those lines. Well, I can't speak for the president. I think he's going to talk about gun control. It's one of those things that, as you can tell, moves him very personally. But I hope that there's greater unity in accepting him tomorrow. It is his last State of the Union, so we'll see how it goes.
Do you think it'll be emotional in some ways? I mean, there's got to be some of that in his head, thinking this is my last one, and you know, these are the things I feel most passionately about, characterizing his final speech in this role.
Oh, I think so. The State of the Union, if you are active in government or in politics, so even if you're not, it's a really emotional event. It's hard to explain. You know, when I was a patient at Walter Reed, and I went to that first State of the Union, and it was President Bush speaking, and I'm pretty open about the fact that I didn't agree about the war in Iraq, and I went as a wounded warrior. I was overcome with emotion, with pride to be there, seeing my president. Even though I hadn't voted for him, I was so proud to be there that was my president speaking and addressing the nation. It's the room, the pomp, the circumstance, just watching our democracy in action is such an emotional event to begin with. And then for this being this president's final State of the Union, you can't help but be emotional about it.
You know, I find that to be absolutely true. That's an excellent observation, because when you go to Washington, D.C., and, you know, a lot of schools take kids there, try to get them there to see it before they get out of middle school or high school or whatever it is. And once you're there, and first time you see it as a kid or when you see it as an adult, you have to be awed by a lot of what you see there. And especially as you're talking about, Congresswoman, the pomp, the circumstances, the ceremony of it all, and the respect for the offices and the respect for the houses of Congress, the respect for the presidency and all of that. And whether you agree or disagree with the president of the United States, that's the president of the United States, right? And that's the beauty of our system, is that every 4 years we get a chance to make a decision about who that person should be. And yet, and I think you're right about this, and this always troubled me, even though there were moments where I vehemently disagreed with policies that the president was putting forward. When there would be people jumping up and screaming at him and doing the sorts of things that they did. I mean, the one thing with the Supreme Court, that's set aside. I mean, I don't think that was as awful as people made it out to be. But, you know, you got a guy jumping up and screaming liar and stuff. That just it to me, I know that's part of the system as well. Mm-hmm. But we don't live like that here. And this presidency saw a lot of it, didn't it?
Yeah, and I think it diminishes the individual who does that on either side of the aisle. It doesn't matter who you are. If you do that, I think you diminish yourself, because, you know, I go to work every day and I assume that my colleagues on the other side of the aisle loves this country. They love this country as much as I love this nation, and that they want to do the best for this nation according to what they think is the best. And we may disagree on what the best is, but we both love this nation passionately. Mm-hmm. And you have to approach it as that. So those people who stand up and do that, I think diminish themselves. It's such an awe-inspiring room to be in. And, you know, every day that I go in and I'm at work and I'm casting my votes, I often stop and look up and think, my God, hundreds of years of tradition of my nation have been in this building, and I get to be a small cog in this history. And that's what I think of the State of the Union. And so, you know, I hope that it goes well. I hope that there is politeness.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, this is a year. Listen, Republicans this year don't really. If I'm a Republican, I'm walking in and I'm like, just, hey, whatever. Mm-hmm. Be cool. And I'll bet you the vast majority of Republicans in that room tomorrow night will be going, please don't let it be Trump next year. Please don't let it be Trump next year. Please don't let it be Trump next year. All right. Who are you taking to this?
I am taking Loretta Coleman. And, you know, Rokhan, you've talked to me many times over the years from when I first left Walter Reed myself, and this should not surprise you. Loretta Coleman is an Air Force veteran and an AmeriCorps member. She is the food pantry manager at Jesse Brown VA Hospital.
Oh, wow.
It is incredibly sad that we have to have a food pantry at the VA hospital, because we have veterans who are hungry.
Yeah.
But every week it service services about 150 veterans and their families every week. And so she is the food pantry manager there. And I'm so proud that she's going to be my guest. And,
very deserving, my
you
gosh.
You know, and it's about time you did something nice for the Air Force. That's all I'm going to say to you right now. Thank you very much. On behalf of the Air Force, I thank you.
I've heard of a lot of other guests.
We're not high enough for that. I'm sorry?
I've heard of some other guests. They're going to have a Syrian refugee who lost a lot of his family members and relocated in Michigan. He's going to have an illegal immigrant who went on to serve in the United States Army. And some others like that. Have you heard of anybody else, maybe controversial or not, who is coming to be at the State of the Union as a guest?
There is a woman from Schaumburg who is coming, and she just details her family story as they've recovered from the financial crisis and her family benefited from the bailout from General Motors, it happened, and she lost her entire savings account for her son's college education, and just about, you know, how they've managed to come back. Like so many people all across Illinois have struggled to make it their way back.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think that's exactly what the tone is going to be tomorrow. Like, here's mm-hmm. what I did. You fought me on this, and this worked. You fought me on this, and this worked. You fought me on this and that work. You know, I think it's going to be a little bit of that. And mm-hmm. I don't want that to be the tone necessarily either. I mean, I would like to see, I think it's best right now at this moment in the United States, because we have to start looking out as opposed to in at what's happening around the world. I think it's a nice, this we should be in a coalescent moment, even though we are in a presidential election year. So we'll see what happens. All right. Congresswoman, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right. There she is, Tammy Duckworth. Yes, and I've talked to her for years over veterans issues and all of that. It is one of those moments, and I'm glad she's bringing attention to this, that the VA system in Chicago, now they talk about the VA system all over the country and all the issues that it, the struggles that it has had and challenges that it has not necessarily met. And that this in Chicago is it's no different here.
No. It isn't. And when you hear things like that, it gets to be a little bit shocking because you believe that it can't possibly be that way. And then when someone like Tammy Duckworth tells you, no, it really is, you think, wow, you know, right. they deserve our funds and our attention for sure.
Absolutely.